Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. We'll talk with Stephen Jones here in just a second. We'll get him on the line. But before we do, it does the DK Metcalf previously evidently reported the same Lions fan to Seahawks security in 2024 from Tom Pelissero. That's he adds that a source close to Metcalf said the fan who identified himself to the Detroit Free Press is called Metcalf's mother a derogatory word, and then called Metcalf something, quote, something we both know you don't call a black man. So evidently he's already had a relationship in some way, shape, or form with this this person, and he didn't speak after the game, but obviously the video shows what it does show. Right now, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers, Ford is the best in Texas. It is Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Stephen, how are we feeling today, man?
Oh, we're just grinding through it. Obviously a tough one against the Chargers, but you know, we got to get right to work. We got the Commanders coming up here Thursday on a short week.
Yeah, you know, Stephen, yesterday Jerry kind of, he said, we were just kind of discussing this. He was asked if the organization underachieved. And he pretty much said, yes, there are a lot of different areas. What area do you think the organization underachieved the most?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, we set out a goal every year to win our division and, you know, get in the playoffs. And that's where we underachieved. We really felt like, you know, we had a team, had players, you know, especially down the home stretch that we could get the job done. And, you know, we came up short. And obviously, you know, this year our offense had their moments where, you know, we've really looked good, you know, for the most part. But, you know, hadn't been consistent, didn't protect the ball as well as we would have liked. If you look at it as a whole up and through, you know, 15 games. And I'd have to say that's where that is. Obviously, the big disappointment's been our defense. And, you know, we just hadn't been able to, you know, get an identity and do the things that we need to do to win football games and consequently put a lot of pressure on the offense. But and then on special teams, I'd say we're, you know, adequate at best. We hadn't been able to get turf loose, so. You know, just as a whole, we hadn't made the plays and done the things we need to do, you know, to win the games it takes to get win a division and get in the playoffs.
When we've been discussing Eberflus and where things stand with him, I'm always curious, how do you weigh continuity versus talent and coaching as this thing goes along? Does continuity carry a lot of weight for you?
I think it's a full body of work. You measure everything. And certainly that's what we'll do at the end of the year. We'll take a look at the, at everything, whether it's personnel, whether it's, the coaching, whether it's continuity and what that would play going forward. Obviously, with three changes in 3 years and not having the type of results we've wanted the last couple of years, we've just got to take the full body of work in. We'll certainly do that when this season's over.
Also, this is kind of a philosophy thing. Sometimes hires are made for established success in the past, and then sometimes fresh ideas are necessary. Does that go back and forth, or is there one you prefer over the other?
Yeah, I think, it's everything. I go back, I'm overusing the term full body of work, but you've got to look at everything. One of the more important things for us, too, in this age of, when you get players and you pay players, you have those players, you also got to customize the defense to your most talented guys. Certainly, we put a lot of resources into our defensive line. We've got a young up-and-coming player in Easy that, we really think, has a chance, has a bright future. Obviously, we love Overshown. It's unfortunate there. He had a concussion playing hard and competing, and, going to be probably hard for him to play on a short week, hard for him to get through the protocol. But, that plays a big role, too. It's just making sure that, we're running the scheme that complements our players' skill sets the best, because there's no question we have some pieces in place, but we also have to utilize, those guys to the best of their skills and got to come up with the right system that fits what they do best.
Steven, how do you think Trayvon Diggs looked in his return to the lineup? And you mentioned in the process of him ramping back up, you needed to see the right things in practice and whatnot. What did you think that you saw last week that led to him getting activated again?
Well, the biggest thing is he gave himself a chance with, making sure, that he was, in all the meetings, in all the practices, making everything 100% attendance. A lot of it had been, with his injuries and stuff, he wasn't able to make some practices. And, that happens during the course of a season. He's not the only one who's had that happen, but we really think he plays his best when he's, able to practice day in and day out, and he was able to do that. And, he hadn't played football, in 7-8 weeks. So certainly you're going to have to knock the rust off when you come back. But hopefully he'll have another great short week here, and we'll only get better.
Did the Deron Bland injury play any factor in activating him, or did you just see enough and decide it was time to pull the trigger?
I think it was time. He deserved the right to get out there and play. And he's obviously a talented guy who's had some great years in the NFL. And, I think he did everything the right way last week and, met the standard that Coach Schottenheimer and the defensive staff expect. And I think he deserved to be up. And obviously not having Bland and Carson played that was not helpful either in terms of not having those guys out there. But, I think he deserved to come up and play, and I think he'll have another good week of practice, and hopefully he'll knock a little rust off and continue to improve.
A lot of discussion right now, Steven, about Tyler Smith playing left tackle out there. And I'm just kind of curious because there's some back and forth on, hey, should we go ahead and move him out to left tackle in that discussion? Is that even a thought for you guys, or is that just a, hey, we had to do something to protect Dak this week?
Well, we had to protect Dak. Obviously, we were going against one of the top defenses in the league, and they get great pressure. And, Nate Thomas is a young guy who has a bright future for us. And certainly we'll, probably get Tyler Guyton back, if not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This year, he'll be ready to go next year, and he was really coming on strong. So, you know, what we'll do is, as we always do in the offensive line, is to put the best five players out there. Certainly, Tyler Smith stepped up in a big way. He never blinked, and I thought did a hell of a job out there at left tackle against the Chargers.
But as far as going forward and for his career, you see him as an all-pro left guard?
You know, we just that'll be something we evaluate. It'll be, you know, as into every year you look at what's going to make you the very best football team. You know, right, obviously he's an all-pro left guard that, you know, certainly we wanted to keep around and paid him to be the best in the business, and certainly he's showing what else makes you very valuable on a football team is his versatility. And obviously played left tackle in college. He's played left tackle before, and it's great to have a guy like that who's got that kind of versatility.
Stephen Jones joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. I do want to go back to Matt Eberflus just a little bit, because he did move up to the coach's box for this game and called plays from there. What difference do you see when a coach starts calling plays from the aerial view as opposed to the sideline? Do you notice any difference? Is it just a personal preference thing to you?
A lot of times it's a personal preference. I'd say more times than not. I've had coaches over the years. We've had coaches that like to be down on the sideline. We've also had them that like to call from the box because you see more. I think obviously we're experimenting there a little bit to see, you know, especially with our struggles on defense, is there maybe a better way that, you know, for Coach Eberflus, he and Shotty talked about it and thought that would be a good move. I'm sure they'll figure out what's best for this week, and we'll go from there.
It was you got two firsts, but then you also have a bit of a hole in the next couple of rounds. Do you feel like you're going to need to go out and add some draft capital in order to fill the variety of needs on your defense that you need?
You know, we'll just see how the draft falls. That's obviously, you know, as we do our work and we start to work on our board and see where we think, you know, some of the better parts of the draft are to be, then, you know, you can certainly do some maneuvering around, you know, to if you want to move down in the first, obviously your most values are those first round picks, and you can end up with a, you know, a later first and a second and a third, or a later first and a second and fourth. I mean, there's a lot of ways to maneuver. And certainly as we start to strategize and get our board up and see what we think, you know, we really need to do as we move forward, we'll certainly certainly challenge ourselves to do everything we can to get our picks in the best spot, to get the best players we can to make us better.
And, you know, Steven, I know we talked a little bit about Easy a little bit, but it was evident yesterday that the pass rush was a struggle. Do you feel like you're in a better position having added Quinn in and those tackles in the middle? Do you feel like you're in a better position to add a pass rusher in the offseason?
Sure. I think, you know, obviously that's something we'll look at. We'll look at the whole thing there in terms of you know, how we're going about getting pressure. There's lots of ways to get pressure. You know, look around the league, and there, you know, some people do it with you know, like the team we played the week before, Minnesota Forest, goes about it in a different way. We'll certainly see what complements our defense and the players we have and the players we think we might could add to make us better going forward. We'll take a long, hard look at that.
Steven, Jerry was asked after the game yesterday about the 30-year Super Bowl drought, and he said, "I'll admit that the Cowboys management has played a big role." And he said, "I'm very disappointed in the way we're structured, and my role puts us here tonight. I'm tremendously disappointed." What's your point of view on management's role and the structure of this team?
I think everybody gets, plays the role in the results. And whether that's ownership, whether that's management, everybody has a hand in it. And we certainly certainly take responsibility as much as we would, coaching or players or anybody. And, we feel at the end of the day, it starts at the top, and that's Jerry and myself, and we take that responsibility.
I know yesterday also there was conversation, the Cowboys might, in the near next year future, Cowboys might play in Mexico. Would you welcome a game across the border?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's what, obviously it's a big initiative of the league is to grow globally. We hadn't used our home game yet. We certainly, at some point, we have to take our turn doing that. We hadn't been the visiting team because most teams protect us and keep us, they want us playing at their home stadium. So we haven't been able to go as a visiting team, but we're certainly on the docket to go in the next year or two as the home team. And, you know, as part of that, you never know, there may be a situation where we go as a visiting 1 year and a home team the next.
And on the topic of cool and interesting types of games, you guys are playing on Christmas Day. But what's your feelings about getting another holiday that's just going to have Dallas Cowboys football stamped on it? And are you looking forward to getting another holiday, spending it with the family, watching the boys play?
Well, certainly those are certainly opportunities to go out and one, play well. We're going to be going against somebody who's we're close to in Dan Quinn, but anytime you gear up and you go against an SC East team, long-time rival in the Washington Commanders, you welcome that opportunity. And I know our guys, want to finish the season strong. We'd like to finish, not have that losing season, and we have the opportunity there in front of us. We've got to go. Starts against Washington and Dan Quinn. We know how much a win means to him as well. So it'll be big. It'll be big. That it's on Christmas Day. People will be after they have their Christmas time, will be watching games, and we feel fortunate to be a part of it.
You expect to see Dak out there for this one as well?
Absolutely. Our goal is to win the football game. What we focus on all week is the Washington Commanders and winning this football game. As I said, but our goal is to finish strong, and we got a chance to finish at 500 and avoid a losing season. And I know that's what we all as an organization would like to get accomplished.
Well, Steven, we really appreciate your time. Wish you a Merry Christmas, and we'll catch up with you next week. Good sir.
Merry Christmas to you guys as well. Take care.
There goes Steven Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, text on in. Cowboys thank you and no thank you notes next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.